Hello and welcome, and thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T. Glad to be back with you for another episode of The Best Hour here on Blog Talk Radio. You can find us at blogtalkradio.com, searching for The Best Hour, or you can find us at blogtalkradio.com/Course Mastery. And you can also find our episodes and our discussions of A Course in Miracles on our ministry website, True Thought Spiritual Community, at truethought.org, truethought.org. Thank you for joining us today, Mighty Companion. We appreciate you and love you. Bless you for being here. Today, we're going to be discussing Lesson 32. I'm joined by my beautiful wife, Reverend A. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's good to see you here.
Happy to be here.
So this lesson is entitled, I Have Invented the World I See. So before we begin, let's join together for a brief moment of silence. Let's take a good deep breath. I have invented the world I see. Today, we're continuing to develop the theme of cause and effect. You're not the victim of the world you see because you invented it. You can give it up as easily as you made it up. You'll see it or not see it as you wish. While you want it, you will see it. When you no longer want it, it will not be there for you to see.
The idea for today, like the preceding ones, applies to your inner and outer worlds, which are actually the same. However, since you see them as different, the practice periods for today will again include two phases, one involving the world you see outside you and the other the world you see in your mind. In today's exercises, try to introduce the idea that both are in your own imagination.
Again, we will begin the practice periods for the morning and evening by repeating the idea for today two or three times while looking around at the world you see as outside yourself. Then close your eyes and look around your inner world. Try to treat them both as equally as possible. Repeat the idea for today unhurriedly, as often as you wish, as you watch the images your imagination presents to your awareness.
For the two longer practice periods, 3 to 5 minutes are recommended, with not less than 3 required. More than 5 can be utilized if you find the exercises restful. To facilitate this, select a time when few distractions are anticipated and when you yourself feel reasonably ready.
These exercises are also to be continued during the day as often as possible. The shorter applications consist of repeating the idea slowly as you survey either your inner or outer world. It does not matter which you choose.
The idea for today should also be applied immediately to any situation which may distress you. Apply the idea by telling yourself, I have invented this situation as I see it.
I have invented the world I see, and so it is. Let's join again for a brief moment of silence. Let's take another good deep breath. Again, I also want to point to the sleeping self, one of my best resources for discussing A Course in Miracles. Do you have any doubt that when you fall asleep that your experience is what you are inventing? The whole landscape or dreamscape, as I like to call it, that you experience while you're sleeping at night, it's all within your mind. And that self that appears to be asleep, the sleeping self-mind, is just a sliver of all that you are. It's not conscious that you're safe at home in bed, not conscious of where you're in bed at, what city, what town, what state, what country. It just makes up out of its pure imagination, and your pure imagination, you do recognize it's an aspect of you. It is you, as you say. You wake up and, oh, I had a dream. But it's an aspect of you that is not all of you. It is an expression. It is a representation of literally just a small part of what you think you are. But even that sliver of mind has the power to create an entire dimension, a three-dimensional world that seems almost as realistic as this one. But while we're in it, it seems every bit as realistic as this one. Even though weird things happen that when we wake up, we go, well, that wouldn't be something I'd experience here. So we have limitations that we've placed on our mind in this wakened experience, this 3D world, this dimension, that we don't even put on ourselves when we're sleeping at night. We can do all kinds of crazy things. We can fly, we can levitate, we can do some strange things, and we don't think it's that unusual at all. So there's little doubt that that part of us, that aspect of us, is indeed, you know, inventing the world that we see. This lesson is simply asking us to expand our mind to the possibility, just the possibility today, that maybe that's true even right now. That we, in this present moment, have invented the world that we see. And everything around us is a outer reflection of the inner consciousness, the inner state of being. Everything that's in your space, if you're in your home, as an example, look around. Everything that's in your space, you have brought it into your world. You have purchased it or made it or acquired it in one way or another, or married somebody that had stuff. And that stuff was resonating with that person, and now it's you resonating with that person, and now it's all resonating with you both. And as our lives change, as our consciousness changes, you'll notice things disappear. Things just move away. Somehow we find a way to let them go, and new things come into our experience, not just physical things around us, but even where we're living and residing and who we're living and residing with, and towns and countries and the environments that we shift, because those of new environments are aligning with our new consciousness. So we indeed have invented the world we see.
It isn't unusual, but I'm actually thinking about, I was going to say food. And I'm thinking about, you know, how easily I will take credit. Like, let's say I'm baking a cake and I bake the cake. I have the idea. I select the ingredients according to a recipe that I've selected, and I mix everything together, and it turns out beautifully. People enjoy it, and they compliment me, and I will take credit for it. I will feel good, you know, that I made that cake. I invented it, and if you will. But if I take that same recipe and the same ingredients and I mix it together and I bake the cake and it is lopsided, or it doesn't rise the way that it should, and I serve it and it's not very good, I'll blame the recipe. I'll blame the ingredients. But, you know, how easily I will distance myself from taking credit, you know, for that. I will certainly be looking for a reason why the cake was a flop, you know, and rather than claiming it, like, well, heck, I made that too, you know, and you know, really taking responsibility for both scenarios, because both are filled with learning and teaching opportunities. Both are filled with reflecting back to me, my own, you know, self. And so I just think that, you know, we must have our cake and eat it too. It's like, if this is true, you know, I have invented the world I see, it's true always. And the, you know, we're laying the foundation for cause and effect. And we are at cause. Our thought system, the thought system that we choose, the recipe that we choose, you know, is at cause. And the effect, you know, while neutral, is an effect of the cause. And we have had it backwards. So the very, you know, we declared our freedom, our independence in yesterday's lesson that I am not a victim of the world I see. And so therefore, you know, we were learning that the key to freedom is to understand that we are our own jailer, and that that we had the key all along and could use it all along, and nobody was doing it to us. And that, and so this key is really taking responsibility for our experience and what we see, and not responsibility as if it's onerous, but responsibility like, wow, this is great, actually. You know, there is a plan of freedom, and I get to choose that. And in so choosing, I get to understand that I am the inventor and the maker of my experience, and that I have choices here. And so there is freedom in this. And it says that we can give up the world that we see as easily as we made it up. You will see it or not as you wish. And so I also want to, you know, what do we really wish and desire? And what is our heart's desire? And why do we cling, you know, to the illusion? You know, we must find our safety there, and yet we'll kvetch about it all day long as if we have nothing to do with it. And so I think it's also really important to point out that I have invented the world as I see it. You know, that we're really still talking about perception. And, you know, Tony, Brother T's, you know, discussion of the dreaming self, you know, that illusory perception is really what we're talking about. And so anyway, I think that this is kind of an integral step that lays the foundation for rising out of victim level consciousness. It lays the foundation for, you know, what our messages are going to be for true thought, mm-hmm. for forgiveness. Mm-hmm. And it's a really exciting shift that does lead to our declaration of freedom and independence mm-hmm. of a thought system.
Yeah, it is. I have invented the world I see. And so it is.
And so it is.
Thank you for hanging out with us today, Mighty Companion. You are dearly loved. Stay the course.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea. I send